weekend, baby. Bro, with Nikki Woods ain't no sleeping, baby.
What in the weekend is going on? What in the weekend is brought to you by Crest Sensi Stop Strips. That's one strip, 10 minutes, and up to 1 month of protection from sensitivity pain. What in the weekend's going on, Nikki Woods?
Well, if you check just about any poll about best loved African-American movie, somewhere right behind J. Anthony Brown's Drumline is Love and Basketball, starring Sanaa Lathan and Omar Epps. Now, the director...
What poll is that?
It's an in-house poll, Sybil.
Okay.
The director, Gina Prince-Blythewood, hopes lightning strikes twice with Beyond the Lights. Now, this movie is about a singer who falls in love with a policeman as she struggles with the demands of fame, starring Juju Mbatha Raw and an often naked Nate Parker.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, and
you
know what?
This movie, Sybil?
It's Beyond the Lights, and it's interesting. I was reading an interview from Nate, and he said he had to take his wife to a private screening. It was just him and her so that she could see it beforehand, and he said that she was in tears through most of the movie because she said that the love scenes between him and Juju were just so real that she couldn't take it.
Have you seen it?
Sybil's seen it. Okay. I know Roland's seen it.
And if you had to say there's a young star right now that could be the storyline for this movie,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Aaliyah.
Wow.
Oh, could have, yeah.
Aaliyah could have been the person. This could have been about her.
Hey, well, interestingly enough, her movie is coming out this weekend too, right?
That's what made me think about it.
Thank you, Sybil. That's
no worry. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That was a great segue. Tomorrow, Lifetime's Princess of an R&B, and you know, it's been much anticipated, and everybody has been curious how they're going to handle not only Aaliyah's life, but the relationship between her and R. Kelly. Alexandra Shipp plays Aaliyah, and here she talks about that.
Yeah, we tackled it as much as we possibly could. Sadly, Aaliyah has passed on, and R. Kelly doesn't want to talk about it, which is understandable. That was his relationship. For us, we obviously had to talk about it because it's something that she went through in her life, and he was a huge part of her life.
And not only her life, but the beginning of her career. I mean, he's really the one that brought her, to the spotlight. So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see it, actually.
Me too.
They have no music. They weren't allowed
not
to use
her music. Yeah.
They weren't allowed to use her
the
music.
The family. Remember we talked to them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they are not happy. One show that I really, really like, Catch a Contractor. Have you seen this, Jay?
I love this show.
Catch a Contractor.
Catch a Contractor.
Anybody who's getting work done, you need to watch this show. Is Adam Carolla? No, that's another one.
But this week, the team hunts down a builder who goes AWOL, leaving a family without a roof after promising to return.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
entertainment.
Yeah.
You should watch
I mean,
show.
if you have lived this through a contract,
I don't know how you could watch that.
That's not entertainment to me.
It's because you can learn how to catch these guys.
Yeah, you can learn how to catch a contractor.
It doesn't matter if you catch a contractor. That's not going to change a contractor. That's what a contractor do.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah, I do.
You obviously haven't had any work done recently.
This is a sore spot.
Just like me. Oh, my goodness.
Making a note for future. Thank you, Tom, not to bring this up. J. Anthony Brown hosts Hitsville featuring former Temptations member Glenn Leonard. Glenn and his cast of singers take you back to the days of Motown. That's tonight at the Avea Center in Houston, Texas. And then a holiday that I always look forward to, my kids not so much, tomorrow is Clean Your Refrigerator Day.
Oh, that's a great day.
Just once a year?
Yeah, you got to do it, Sybil. You got to do it.
Once a year you clean up?
When you play the game called How Old Is This Meat?
Oh, if that's the case, I play that more often.
I was going to say, but it doesn't have anything to do with your refrigerator,
see
Sybil.
What this is. Yeah.
Oh, we're still talking about the meat in the refrigerator.
You don't clean like that. You know?